Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about how to not let other people's opinions on what you do affect you. This is a topic I really want to talk about because I think a lot more people can benefit from it. A lot of people stop doing things because of the disapproval of others. They think that just because they haven't, or just because other people don't approve of what they're doing, that they shouldn't be doing it. But the reality is, and I talked about it on my last episode, is you need to be able to trust yourself. Even if that thing that you're doing has no evidence that it's working, you have to keep going because that's when it's the hardest and that's when it's going to be the hardest. If you start and don't have evidence that something is working and keep going through that journey, eventually you'll get to the point where stuff starts to happen and you'll get more of a feel of whether or not this is going to be something for you. Whether it's going to be something that works for you, something that's going to generate you some income, etc. The point being, you're going to have a sign, and then everything's going to get so much easier from there. I think we can divide this section into two different categories. How to not let other people's opinions on what you do affect you from a close, like close people around you standpoint and stranger standpoint. So first, I'm going to talk about family. You guys need to understand that your family doesn't always know what's best for you. That's the reality, right? A lot of the people that we're closest with are just, they're just people that have been alive for longer than us and have their own opinions on things, right? Obviously, that experience comes with a lot of wisdom, but you need to be able to take things with a grain of salt and not fully listen to your close family. For example, your parents might have to have something to say about what you do and might say this isn't going to work, etc. And you have to be able to listen to it and make your own judgment, but you need to be able to keep going if that's what you want. Your parents are also trying to figure life out, guys. I know you grow up and your parents seem like they have everything figured out and everything is, you know, sunshine and rainbows. But, you know, your parents also have things to deal with. They also struggle with things too, you know. Love my parents so much, both of them. Thank them for everything. I mean, words can't describe much. I love them, but sometimes you need to be able to take a step back and assess the situation. This is what I talked about on my last episode as well, on how to stay positive in negative situations. But assess the situation, right? If your parents have an opinion on something they've never done, then how do they know that that's the best thing, right? If you are to start, you know, a shoe business, for example, and your parents have never done anything with shoes, and they start to tell you, you know, nobody wants shoes, nobody does this. Well, they don't know the market, right? They don't know what they're talking about. That's the reality, right? It's a little harsh, but they don't know what they're talking about. However, if you have, you know, one of your parents is an accountant and you want to start an accounting firm, then yeah, you should probably take their advice because they've got years and years of experience on it. And then kind of more into the second category, which is not letting strangers' opinions on what you do affect you. This is my bread and butter, guys. I love this so much. And I talk about this a lot with my friends as well because it seems like a universal experience. They feel like a lot of people are judging them and they don't know what to do about it because it's tough. The reality is it's very hard. When other people are judging you, you know, I can sit here and say, you know, you can do this thing, you can do this thing all day, but it might not work for other people. So I'm going to try my best, guys. And if this doesn't work for you, I want you to message me and we will find something that 100% will work for you because I'm committed to making sure that you guys stay on track. And I want you guys to know that if nobody believes in you right now, you have one person on your side, and that's me. I believe in every single one of you that's listening to go for your goals, achieve your dreams. You guys got it, but you have to commit. A lot of times, the opinions that other people have on you is things that they can't do themselves, right? They'll poke a little jab in front of you, and they'll say something that's sarcastic. Nobody's ever going to come up to you and say, you suck at this thing. And if they do, then it's like, wow, okay, well, it's easier to deal with that, in my opinion, than dealing with people that kind of, you know, poke a jab out. They're like, oh, you're doing this thing? I mean, that's cool, I guess, right? But you need to learn how to deal with these strangers. So the number one thing I'm going to say is when you experience something like that, when people kind of throw a jab out at you, right? They're not going for the full hook. They're not going for that hard hit where it's just like, you suck at this thing. It's like a jab. They're still hitting you, but they're trying to make it seem not as bad as it actually is. And when people say things like this, you need to realize one of two things. You don't get shit on from above. This is what I talk about all the time. I say this so much. You guys are probably getting annoyed of it. But also, you need mental frames as well, right? People that are doing better than you don't have time to worry about you. That's the premise of you don't get shit on from above. For example, if one of your best friends was doing something that other people don't approve of, and even if you didn't approve of it, would you be throwing jabs out at him and doing that? No, you might talk to him. You might tell him, hey, I'm not sure if this is, you know, something that's going to work, whatever. I'm totally with you. But I want to let you guys know, if one of my friends says they're going to do something, I'm going to encourage them and I'm going to go all the way with them, right? I'm going to help them with this thing. Never in my life will I ever look at my friend and be like, oh, you're doing that thing, huh? Never. Because I know what it's like on the other end. When you're on the receiving end of that statement, you feel like you just got hit. You're like, oh my God, like, this person doesn't approve of me. And you walk around with that chip on your shoulder. It's like, oh, every time you see that person, it's like, okay, that person doesn't approve of me. I got to be careful what I say to him, right? And I think the reason that opinions are so hurtful is because we all want to be this perfect person, right? It's like, we want everybody to encourage us. We want everybody to be good with us. But you guys need to realize something. If everybody is good with you, you're probably not good for yourself. If you're doing things that are always pleasing other people, that's neediness. Neediness is putting other people's priorities on top of yours. You can try to make everybody feel amazing by doing things for them and, you know, always sticking up for them, always doing this favor for them, always asking them how they're doing. But guess what? You're not going to be happy. And a lot of people might make an argument that, okay, well, pleasing people makes me happy, right? Like, there are people pleasers, but I'm also a people pleaser, guys. I want you to know, I want people to be happy around me, but I also understand the fine line between people being happy around me and me having to do things for myself. Patrick Bet-David, in his book, Your Next 5 Moves, he says, you need to do the thing for the person that you're always with, which is yourself. You can please other people, but then when you're going to be by yourself thinking to yourself about everything you've achieved, you're not going to be happy with the things that you've done. And I say this in a harsh manner a little bit because you guys need to understand that sometimes you need to be a little bit greedy with the things that you do in your life because it's your life and you have to live it however you want. If helping other people all the time makes you that happy and genuinely, you're super content with it, you see no problem, and you personally are happy for making the other person satisfied, good for you. I'm very happy for you. And I'm happy that that works for you. But it doesn't work for a lot of other people. You know why? Because we're all greedy. Whether we want to admit it or not, we have some selfishness in us. If we see, I heard a really good example this one time in, what was the book called? The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. Oh, great book. So he says he used to work in these valets and he would see all these amazing cars pull up, you know, all these rich dudes, whatever. And he remembers thinking to himself how everybody wants that car, right? Everybody wants that dream car. But the reality is when you get that dream car and you think other people are jealous of you, like you park it in the valet, right? You're like, oh, look at my car. The people that see it don't look at you and go, damn, that guy is cool. They think to themselves, damn, I want that car. You know, you're picturing yourself in that car. You're not picturing yourself, oh my God, that dude is so cool that he has that. I wonder what he does. You're just like, wow, imagine if I had that, right? We're all greedy and we all want things for ourselves. And framing it this way hopefully makes you guys understand this a little bit better because I know it did for me personally. But also, we want things for ourselves, right? When we see people with good things, we think about us having that thing. I'll give you a perfect example. If I'm watching UFC or something, for those of you guys that are new, I do MMA on the side, right? Not good by any means. But when I'm watching UFC, I can appreciate a really good fighter. I can really appreciate them. But at the end of the day, I think to myself, wow, imagine if I was that good, right? Or what if I was doing this thing? We always picture ourselves in these scenarios where people think that they got that thing that made other people jealous of them. But the reality is we're not jealous of them. We're jealous of the thing that they have because we want it. And going back to why this, you know, affects people's opinions, a lot of people will see what you have going and see you doing this process and think to themselves that, okay, I know I can't get this because I'm not good enough. I can't put in the hours, you know, to work as hard as Billy over there. Billy is working so hard and I just hate it because I know I'll never be able to work that hard. So I'm going to try to ruin it all. I'm going to try to break it down. I'm going to start a fire. Gerwinder Bogle says this thing. He says, many people would rather be hated than unknown. In ancient Greece, Herostratus burned down the temple of Artemis purely so he'd be remembered. this is a perfect example of the fact that some people would rather just hate on you and be remembered for doing something bad rather than seeing you do something good, right? A lot of times people are so keen on, you know, achieving their goals and other people envy them and they'd rather destroy them, like I previously mentioned, and try to burn it down and discourage them rather than encouraging them and hoping that they do good. It's super important to understand the fact that some people would rather see you do, you know, bad. Some, like he said, many people would rather be hated than unknown. And that is true. Like in this situation, many people would rather be pessimistic than encourage you. You know, a lot of people can say that they're here for you on your side, but the reality is they'll do small things that will help you achieve your goals less and less. You know what I mean? And the reality is people's opinions shouldn't matter about us, logically, right? If you think about the fact that we're letting other people dictate how we feel and our actions just because they say something, say a couple words out of their mouths, it makes no sense. But we need to remember that we're human, and this is how we work. We act emotionally. We act off of our emotions as well. And it's super important to remember the fact that taking a step back and trying to assess the situation better works wonders. If somebody says something to you, oh, you're doing that thing, rather than being like, dude, you don't know how hard I work for this, whatever, why are you being sarcastic, etc., you used to take a step back and you're like, okay, well, why is he hating on me for something he doesn't know anything about, right? I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to do this thing. I'm trying to be better for myself. So why does he feel the need to have to, you know, judge me for it? Oh, wait a second. Maybe he envies me. Maybe he doesn't like that I'm doing this because he knows he can never do it, right? Taking a logical approach also works for me, at least, because I think it does make sense for me, the fact that, okay, if this person has things to say about me, it doesn't matter because I work so hard. If you outwork people, if you work so hard that when people, you know, point stuff out about you, you're like, dude, I work too hard to even give you a reaction for this. You don't know the time and effort I put in. It's, you know, it's offensive. I understand. When people tell you something, for example, for this podcast, it's like, oh yeah, nice reels. It's like, you have no idea how hard I work for this stuff. You know what I mean? So for you to judge me doesn't affect me because I know that I put in all the hours. At the end of the day, I know that I did it. If I posted horrible content that I spent no time editing and I got a bunch of views, nobody would know. Everybody would be like, oh, this is a great video. But I would know that this is not a good video and not my best effort. I would know. That's all that matters. Compared on the flip side, if I upload amazing reels because I spent so much time editing them and I put so much effort into every single little bit every second, but people don't appreciate it, it doesn't matter for me because I know I put in all the time. That's all that matters, guys. You need to know that you did this thing. You're only going to feel guilty about these things that people point out if they're true. If somebody says, oh my God, you're never going to do that thing. You're never going to succeed. Well, the only time it would get to you is if that's true. If somebody was to tell me, you know, your podcasts suck. Well, I put in so much time in these podcasts, and that's an opinion, right? You might not like it, but I know other people do. And for me to put in this much time and have to listen to what you say is a waste of my time, not only, but also an offense to me. And that's not something that's not a person that I want to be around. You know, I always talk about being around the right kind of people on this podcast. And it's true, guys. If you can't surround yourself with people around you, then that's where you're going to fail because the people around you affect you so much. You're the sum of the five people you hang out with. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that quote, but it is super true. If you hang out with a bunch of people who do nothing, you're going to do nothing because it's going to be so hard for you to, you know, stand out and you're going to end up conforming to everybody around you. However, if you have people around you that are encouraging you for the right reasons, then chances are you're going to have a much higher chance of succeeding in that thing because you have people to fall back on and actually get good advice from. But if you have people that want to see you fail, you're going to ask them for advice and they're going to tell you something terrible that's never going to work and they're not going to act in your best interest. They're going to want to see you fail. They're going to want to embarrass you. I hope you guys learned something in this episode. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to it. Hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll catch you guys soon. Thank you so much.